Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Your call is apparently the nutmeg in our eggnog, if you like that sort of thing. 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-723-4630.
And if for some reason you can't call in, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're on the air, just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button. We will respond to your every email we receive. Every now and then we miss one. And that's usually because it came in at the last minute or because I send it over to Griff for further review. But 99.9% of the time we get to it during the show. Hey, Griff, I just found out what's going on with the archives.
Tell me.
So what they did, and I told them to change the order that they come up. I want the archives to come up first. But what they've done, apparently, is when you go and you click on, like, you put shipping in, okay?
Yeah.
What happens is that what they have coming up first are seller bookmarks, which is not right. Or then they have links to shipping-related pages on eBay.com. That is not correct. Next came archive segments. That's what should come first.
Oh.
So it is there. If you put in shipping and you go down the page, you will find it. But I'm so glad that you caught this because I want the archive segments to be first. So if you put shipping in the search, you'll get every time shipping is mentioned, even some places on eBay.com. And then you will get, if you keep coming down, you'll see in features. See, like number 9 says in features.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the features. But what should come first are the broadcasts. So they're going to change the way that is shown, and should be fixed post-haste. Hey, guess who's with us? Chris Dawson.
Yay, Chris,
hey, Chris
is here.
How you doing?
Hi, Lee. How, Griff? How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a long time.
Little time difference here. We've got, we thought we had you on at 15:15.
I'm sorry, I got told 8:30 UK time, and of course it's 8:15, and it should have been 7:15. Then you just realized the difference.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad we've got you now.
But hey, there is so much stuff that I need to tell you about what's been going on in the UK this year with eBay.
Well, first I heard that eBay UK has been invaded by elves. What's the story?
Well, there are 4 elves who are answering questions on Twitter. So if you don't know what to buy someone for Christmas, you can ask the eBay elves. They've also had some phone boxes in and around London where you can actually ring the elves up and ask them for Christmas tips. So there are 4 elves. They are... all experts in different fields. So we've got Alice, who's like a really down-to-earth full-time mum with loads of family gifts. Steve is a bit of a lad who he doesn't take life too seriously, so he's got some kind of cheeky Christmas present ideas. Greg is the one who will tell you what to buy for someone like your dad. He's into some tech and some good sci-fi gifts. And then there's Carrie, who I absolutely love, because you know that person who you go to their house and everything is just beautiful, and maybe she's having a Christmas buffet and the table is laid out with all of the decorations and everything. That's Carrie. And you can contact them on Twitter at eBay_UK and then underscore their name, so underscore Alice, Steve, or Greg. Just tweet them who you're looking to buy a Christmas present for, and they'll come back with some ideas for you.
How come we don't have this here, Griff?
Because we're an inferior society.
We're newer than they are. We haven't come along as much as they have.
And we're not catching up very quickly. So,
I think
well, that sounds adorable.
Thanksgiving elves.
I like that. And what else is going on in your corner of the world?
The most exciting thing is deliveries. Now, I'm sure you know that eBay have a click-and-collect arrangement with Argos, which is one of the biggest chains retailers in the country. They've got a store like in just about every town in the UK. And for the past year, you've been able to order products on eBay and have them delivered to Argos so that you can pick them up maybe 7, 8 o'clock in the evening on your way home from work, or 7 o'clock in the morning when you're off out shopping. But Tanya Lawler, the boss of eBay UK, has recently arranged that you can actually drop your eBay sales off at Argos for delivery as well. So they've arranged couriers that will go into the Argos store. And what I really like about this is, you know how many eBay sellers kind of do eBay selling part-time and maybe they've got a full-time job? This means they can go home in the evening and pack their sales and drop them off at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, or maybe drop their eBay sales off at Argos on their way to work, or maybe they live in work in town near one and can drop them off at lunchtime. But it means you haven't got a queue like you have at the post office. You haven't got to wait in for courier to come and collect from you. There's a location, and most Argos stores are open from sort of early morning, 7 or 8 o'clock, right through to 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So it's a great opportunity for casual sellers to have somewhere easy to drop their parcels off. And hey, if you're buying something, you can collect your parcel at Argos at the same time.
That's a wonderful idea. What kind of stores are they?
They are what I would call a brown box store. So Argos are a retailer who you can buy from. They're an old catalog seller, but with a store where you can go and pick up your catalog purchase. And obviously Argos now have their own internet operation, their own website, but they're also a big eBay seller themselves. Argos absolutely love eBay, but it's the sort of store where you don't go to browse products. When you walk in, they've got catalogs, either paper catalogs or electronic catalogs, and you look up what you want to buy, you pay for it, and then you go to the shelf, go to the counter and wait for them to bring it to you to collect. So it's kind of like a trade counter. So the whole Argos operation is really a click-and-collect operation, whether you're buying it in-store or buying it online. And obviously that's ideal for eBay purchases, so that you just go and pick up your eBay purchase just the same as you're picking up a purchase from Argos.
I think we heard about this in Australia, didn't we, Griff, or something?
Something similar.
About a year ago we were talking about that, but not here.
No.
So listen, how are your seller meetup groups doing in the UK?
They're really good. We've not got any for the next couple of, probably about 2 months now, because it's Christmas time. But I reckon the next big event is going to be the Metapack Delivery Conference. Metapack obviously can make it very easy for shipping your eBay and sales from other places, because they'll, you can work with multiple couriers. So if you've got some eBay purchasers that are going with Royal Mail and some that are going with courier, Metapack can handle all the courier relationships for you. So that's going to be first week of February. And then there's going to be the Internet Retailing Expo, which every eBay should go to, which is around about March, April time. And there is always an eBay seller meetup around then. So that's probably going to be the first one of the year. No one wants to go out in the cold winter night, so we kind of skip them when there's snow on the ground.
I get it. So tell us about Tame Bay.
Exciting news for Tame Bay. Tame Bay has actually become part of a bigger organization, actually the Internet Retailing Group. Now, I'm really excited about this, because before, as you know, it was originally Sue and myself and then Dan and myself. But now we've got a whole team working behind Tame Bay. So for the first time ever, I've got a technical team, I've got an accountant, I've got a marketing team. I don't have to do my own VAT returns and worry about the finances anymore. There's loads of people working on the site. And we've done our first webinar. We've just published our first survey with a competition. If anyone wants to win an Apple Watch, we've got a competition on Tame Bay for bringing with the survey. And we've just published, Dan's written a book in conjunction with My Hermes, 50 Things Every eBay Seller Needs to Know. and it's designed for relatively new eBay startup sellers. So if you're thinking of selling on eBay, go to tamebay.com and download our ebook, 50 Things Every eBay Seller Needs to Know. It's one of the first ebooks that we've done. And obviously, having all this new resource is allowing us to do new things on the site. So look out for 2016, because it's going to be a really exciting year for Tame Bay.
And also look out for 2016 on eBay Radio, because we're going to be hearing reports from Chris Dawson again.
Yay!
We're very happy about that, Chris. We've been missing you.
I know. And you know what? That's one of the lovely things about merging with the Internet Retailing Group. That, to be honest, I've been so busy over the last couple of years, but now I'm a full-time editor again. I've got time to do the proper things like writing, going to see eBay sellers, going to see the partners that help eBay sellers, and eBay Radio, because I'm not going to run around and do all these other things anymore.
Well, we're all the better for it here. We thank you so much for all the... You did. I think you did a couple of years with us.
It was a couple of years, and yeah. I think I kind of slipped about a year ago, and it just...
So go to tamebay.com, T-A-M-E-B-A-Y.com. Chris, we love you.
We'll see
Happy
you in
holidays.
The new year. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Up next, serenade us with a carol. 888-723-4630. We love it here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 351.
Your inventory is beginning to creep into your living space, and it may be time to move your business out of your home. Miriam Otto is known on eBay as Designer Shirts and More. She explains why it was a good move for her.
For us, it did make sense because we were actually running our business out of the house we used to live in, and the mortgage was pretty high. So for us, this is actually going to save about $1,000 a month. Plus, we're able to now sell larger items, such as one of those mobility scooters that we recently bought, and they're going to allow us to do warehouse sales here and there. So that'll be great. We can get rid of old inventory or even buy things that we don't want to put on eBay and sell them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. It's a Wonderful Life appears on TV more than any other holiday movie. And Rudolph was actually created by Montgomery Ward in the late 1930s for a holiday promotion. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Tell us if you've been naughty or nice at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, 888-723-4630.
Okay, let's do a little listing dish here Kim Kardashian's item, okay? Again, the item number is 1418-4731-2075. That's 1418-4731-2075. Okay, tell me when you're there, Griff.
I'm here.
What do you think of the title?
It's okay. There's nothing really else she could put because it's not branded. It's a generic coat, apparently.
Right. It has her monogram in it, but you, when you buy a fur coat, you get your monogram in it.
Right. So, title's fine.
Okay. Pictures.
Pictures are great.
Now, there's one that was a very interesting. The fourth one?
Fourth one, yeah.
Yeah. That shows if you, well, just keep on going, and we'll talk about this in just a minute.
Oh, it looks like a rip or a tear.
It is. Yeah. It is. And she mentions it down below.
And she shows it in a photo. That's
She's
good.
Going to charge, the current bid is $3,000. She's going to charge $5.95 for shipping.
Yeah.
It's all right. I would have done free shipping, but.
Yeah, she should know this. She should just, I mean, for items that are going to sell for this much.
Oh, yeah. Free just, shipping.
Just say, I'm shipping it for free.
Yeah, really.
Kim, babe, darling.
We love listen you, babe, yeah.
But listen to us here.
New mother, we know you're busy.
Yeah, just free shipping.
Right.
But it isn't a deal breaker, obviously, by looking at the bids.
Right, and the coat is gorgeous. If you're into, you know, wearing animal fur.
I would, except I can't wear horizontal lines.
None of us can, honey.
You don't want
she
to emphasize
care.
That.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care.
Yeah. Does this coat make my butt look big?
Oh, no, honey.
Maybe why she's that's why she's selling it.
Absolutely not. She wants her butt to look big.
Oh.
Okay, so 10% of their items always go to some charity. And so it goes to charity, which is good.
That's good.
And then her item specifics are good. It's unbranded, a coat, pre-owned, regular. I guess that's okay.
She says see measurements.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm...
Because it was a custom.
Right, and she's got them, but the person who's doing the listing is putting them in a paragraph. And those, like we always talk about, you don't want to do that. You should make these line items, and I would actually include them, double them, as custom item specifics as well, so that they're visible both right at the top of the listing, and in mobile, those things are going to show up where I don't know how this item looks in mobile. Do you?
I don't.
Remember, mobile 50% of eBay sales apparently are being made through the mobile site.
Wow.
So I'm going to go to the mobile site and type in the item number.
Okay, please do. You want me to give you the item number again?
No, I have it, but you can repeat it.
It's 1418-4731-2075, a Kim Kardashian coat for sale. And it is chinchilla. Chinchilla is from South America.
Or from a chinchilla farm.
And this says China, so it must be a chinchilla farm. Because normally they do come from South America.
Yeah, so the description shows up pretty much like the page. But the problem is it's hard to read that text without zooming it open. And then you have to scroll back and forth. So I really would recommend putting those measurements as item specifics. You have to type them as custom item specifics because then on the first page, I'd see them pretty clearly under item specifics.
Okay.
Which is something that shows up on the mobile first page instead of having... When I click on item description, it takes me to it. But again, it's beautiful on the desktop, but it's hard to read that description on a mobile
device. Not only that, it's light gray. I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's like
don't
brand
like it. So like Vic it. In Louisville, Kentucky, known as Piano Worship Man, is on the line with us. Wants to make a remark about this. Hi, Vic. What's your question or comment?
Well, actually, my question is about creating a coupon for people.
Okay.
I know that Griff, you have before talked about how when you've had somebody dissatisfied or have a return, that you basically refund their money and send them a coupon. I was trying to do that to somebody who received a broken item from me, and I went through the promotions thing and created a coupon for them for 20% off, and I sent it to them, and as I understood it, they would have to go through that link for them to receive the discount.
Right. Yes.
When I would go through and basically look at my store on even through other people's accounts, that banner is showing at the top of my listing saying 20% is available for everybody. Now, it wasn't applying that, but it's showing it as a banner across the top of my listings. Is that normal?
I don't believe so, but if you want to send me your user ID, I'll have someone take a look at your promotion manager set.
Okay.
Thank you, Vic.
Send it to griffithebay.com.
Happy holidays to you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. Coming up next, starting your new year with a bang. You're listening to eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Ready to list that porcelain vase, but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.